A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham and Sarah, whom Satan has bound for 18 years, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. Woman, you are free of your infirmity. Are you bowed down with concerns, sad and discouraged, or overwhelmed with grief? Do you feel anxious and insecure? The stresses of everyday life can weigh us down. I recognize my stresses when I have a stiff neck or a pain in my back or sore shoulders. This is the pain of my day-to-day concerns or my accumulated grief. And often, we continue to have these symptoms if we don't deal with our concerns. We find ourselves bent over, unable to see beyond our feet. There are times in life when we're struck with an overwhelming grief, when we're weighed down and heavily laden. It's like all the weight, the barbells of the world, fall on our shoulders, and we aren't sure how to go on. For me, one of these experiences was the 14-month sickness and death of my 7-year-old niece, Claire. I was overwhelmed. I was grieving. I was trying to offer family support. And it took me a very long time to walk to new life. What got me and my family through this time was God's grace enabling me to stand up straight and go on. I experienced the power of prayer and support, and the touch of Jesus through the hands of others. Just like the woman in our scripture text, she was bent over, she was looking down, and she was unable to stand up straight on her own power. Jesus stood near her. Her rigidified posture prohibited her from seeing his face, but she became aware, nonetheless, that she now had the chance to discover another way to live. And she believed, she trusted that Jesus would give her her freedom. And then Jesus touched her, and she stood up straight. "Woman, you are free of your infirmity." She stood near Jesus, and she was changed. Jesus touched her and enabled her to stand up with the proper sense of dignity, freedom, and worth. She knew she was loved and acknowledged as she stood up straight. She was finally seen. Jesus spent his public ministry bringing the message of the reign of God to all, especially to women who were demeaned, denied their proper status, and oppressed by religious and social restrictions. Jesus even personally talked to women, which was unheard of. You've noticed the woman in this story is never called by name. But I'd like to think that Jesus did call her by name, even though her name never made it into the written text. Then Jesus conferred on the woman a status of dignity by calling her a daughter of Abraham and Sarah. This was a great gift. Jesus acknowledged that she had roots in the family of Abraham and Sarah, just as did the sons. Jesus had a radical passion for freeing any and all whom he met, male and female, who were bent low by physical or spiritual disability. Today, Jesus consoles and heals all of us bowed down in any way. War victims in our troubled world, women and men bent by incarceration, parents separated from their children, victims of domestic violence, recent immigrants in our cities who are bowed down with the most menial jobs, with long hours and little pay. Jesus is with each of us in our illness, our concerns about finances, about our family, our grief, and our fears of every kind. Jesus is with us and empowers us to carry our weights, our barbells. Jesus asks us to set aside these fears and to stand up straight. When we are able to break loose from that stance of anxiety and shame and pain, the world looks different. We are different. We are free. Jesus invites us to risk painstakingly to stand up, to look at ourselves, to confront what needs to be confronted, and to meet others face to face, heart to heart, in mercy and compassion. And Jesus lays hands on each of us today and invites us to stand up straight, to praise God, and to let God's glory touch our face. Woman, you are free of your infirmity.